What's up, guys? I'm Will Bywaters, and I'm a senior in high school, and I want to tell y'all, about how God has been transforming in my life through high school. So, right on the thing, too. But so my life started off pretty normally. I had two parents and a sister, but in third grade, we moved to a new city, and my granddad died after a long battle with cancer that same year. So third grade was the first time I experienced depression. And, you know, never really knew how to deal with that. Like, I was a third grader. What are you going to do? And then as I got older, and so did my sister. My sister started becoming very, very suicidal. And so every day when I would come home, she would be screaming, like, I'm going to kill myself. Like, y'all don't love me. What's the point of living? And, you know, as like a fourth and fifth grader, like, that's hard to deal with. I didn't know what to do with that. And still dealing with, you know, not really necessarily feeling like I fit in at my new school and losing my granddad the year before. So I became very, very depressed and scared. And, you know, also as I got older, my dad had a bunch of expectations for me, and I just never felt like I could meet those. And so to make up for all that pain I was feeling, all the depression I was feeling, as I got older, I turned to pornography to try to find comfort in that, and became addicted to that very, very quickly. It really is a drug, just like they say. And but as I got older, the porn wasn't enough anymore. And my eighth grade year, I started manipulating and lying to girls to get them to hook up with me to try to find comfort in that. But still, just felt empty. I was still depressed. I was angry. I didn't understand why my sister wanted to kill herself. I didn't understand why my dad didn't love me, even though he did. But I went into high school, the stereotypical frat bro. I thought high school was my time to like live it up, start partying, you know. And so I started drinking. I started dabbling in drugs, and just lived a life depressed and just not filled. You know, there was no life in any of that stuff that I was turning to for comfort. And so my freshman year, I was on drumline, and I asked the senior drum captain, I was like, hey, like, what's Young Life? And he was like, dude, all those people are hypocrites. Don't go. So I was like, okay, that makes sense. And so I trash-talked Young Life. I hated people who went to Young Life. Every year, there are these people who would copy the Young Life shirt and have it say Thug Life, and I wore that shirt. You know, in high school, I was this jerk, lying and manipulating girls, trash-talking people who went to Young Life because they were all hypocrites, just treated a lot of girls really horribly, a lot of people really horribly, and still just absolutely crushed and broken on the inside. But my sophomore year, we got these new leaders. One of them's here. Hi, Luke. And so I was at a basketball game, and this college kid comes up to me, and he's like, hey, Will Bywaters, your birthday is April 21st, and you're going to be an Eagle Scout someday. I'm like, okay, this guy's a creep. He needs to leave me alone. But he just pursued the heck out of me, and somehow him and some of my other friends that are here convinced me to go to Young Life, but I really only went to talk to a cute girl. And so I go to Young Life, and that night the club talk was all about the things that weigh us down in life and hold us back from living a true life, the life that Jesus offers us to live. And it paralleled with my life so, so completely. And I didn't take that as a coincidence. So I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to start being a better Christian. And the next day I made a list. I was like, okay, time to be a good Christian. I'm going to stop cussing. I'm going to say hi to people in the hallways. It's going to be great. Didn't work out too well. But started going to Young Life, and that summer I went to Young Life camp. And throughout the week, some people that were on staff told their testimonies, and there's this one guy named Greg who I related to a lot. And you know, at this point, I'm thinking, man, I need to change myself, but I can't. I'm such a broken person, and I always failed, and that would further my depression. I just got in this vicious cycle trying to change myself, but it never worked because I'm a sinner, and I suck. Not really, but... So yeah, this guy, Greg, who was a counselor there, just had the same situation as me. He was a jerk, thought he heard the gospel, and then wanted to change himself, but it never worked. And so by the end of the week, when he was done telling his testimony, I was broken down crying. And I went up to him and I said, Greg, like, I relate so much to this and what you're saying, and I want to change myself. And he prayed over me. And then I went and talked to my Young Life leader, and I look him in the eye, and I'm like, Graham, like, I want to change myself. I'm tired of being this jerk, this liar, this deceiver, this jerk. That's the only way to put it. And he looks me in the eye and says, Will, I think you need to stop trying. You're not going to be able to change yourself. You're not going to be able to fill this void in your life by trying to be good. And that impacted me to no end. And the next day I was doing my one-on-one with my leader, Luke. Yeah. And I gave my life to Christ that day. And immediately I felt the weight of my struggles and my depression lifted. I was free from all that. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me all who are weary and I will give you rest. And I felt rest in the knowledge that Jesus loves me. You know, I don't have to live a life trying to impress my dad, because there's a God who says I am perfectly and wonderfully made in his image. And he wants to love me. He sent his son to die on the cross for me, the biggest jerk in my school. Jesus died for that. And immediately felt that weight lifted. And I was transformed. I was a different person. When I came back from camp, my parents didn't recognize me. They were like, who the heck is this kid? And yeah, it was amazing. For the first time since third grade, I felt free. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, for all those who are in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is passed away. That old me, that jerk, that liar is gone, and I am new creation in Christ. And, you know, I don't know where I'm going with this. It's awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, throughout high school, God has taught me a lot, and he has transformed my life so, so, so much. And I'm eternally grateful for that, and my leader and my friends who pursued the heck out of me. Thanks.